Okay, we're both psyched.
Ravasa, we don't see the full board. The screen is not...
Hold on. Wrong camera. Okay. Says the Mishnah, right? In all the days of the days of Mikdash, they never refrained from burning if they had tame basar kachim, you have to burn. If some were tame from touching a vladatum and some were tame from touching an avatum, so they're different levels of tuma, they burn them together, even though they touch each other, and you would add a level of tuma to the one that was less tame. Meaning, you're allowed, even though you're not allowed to be tummy kachim, you're allowed to add a level of tuma to something that's already tummy. Hosted from Yekiba, Yekiba added, but Amar, Mimam Shal Kohanim, Lonim, Lonim, the handlings of Shemeshiv, so before Yom, the Ner, Shinitma, Bit, Tmei, Mace, Alfish, Musim, Toma, Altumaso. But Yekiba is referring not to kachim, but to Truma. Right? We know when kachim are tame, you burn them and you don't use them for your personal benefit. When Truma is Tmeya, the Kohen burns it and is supposed to use it for his personal benefit. So they never refrain from lighting Shemen that was tummy because it touched Eitful Yom, right? Eitful Yom, as we know, is someone who tobled that day but is waiting for Harim Shemesh for nightfall, and he's not fully tohar yet. And the din of Eitful Yom, which we'll discuss a little more next time, but the basic din of Eitful Yom is that if he touches Kulin, it's no problem. But if he touches Truma, he makes it a Shlichi. And even in a lamp that was Nidma by touching a Tmei Mace, which the Pshuto is that the Mesa was a Toma, the Tmei Mace, the guy touched the Mace, is not a Toma, and this lamp would be a Rishon Toma. Even though they add Toma to the Toma, because this oil is a Shlishi, when you put in the lamp that's a Rishon, the oil becomes a Sheni, so no problem, just like in Kachim, you're allowed to add Toma to something that's already Tomei, so too in Truma, which that itself is not a Chiddush, because Truma is more Kal, like more we'll discuss with the Chiddush is. But what's the Hosafa? Amar Meir. Okay, according to most Rishonim, this is the relevance for us. What is this doing here? Hosafa, so Meir says, need to bring Laman, who should sort from Truma to Hori, and that's Pesach. Where Meir makes a jump. Okay, the more we'll discuss exactly what the jump is, but the simple shot, Meir's jump, is just like if something's already Tame, you're allowed to be Tame it. So too, if it's already usher, you're allowed to be metamei, even if you have truma. Then that's already ruined, so you're allowed to burn it with tamei and make it tamei. Rabbi Yossi, any yomdi. The Rabbi Yossi is not a valid comparison, and Rabbi Yossi adds a modem. Rabbi Lezer Rishu, servants of lots of lots of both. Rabbi Lezer Rishu, who argue about a lot of such similar cases, admit that you have to burn the truma Torah and tamei separately. They all are tummy. If you have truma, that is a spark, and maybe you're being the time of something tar. And Yeshua says, once it's already suffic, then you could be matami it. Okay, we'll see what we have time to get to. But we certainly have time to get to the first half of the Mishnah, the Nam Sach part.
What is basar that was nitma b'vlad hatoma? The simple shot is vlad is the same idea of a tolda. A tolda, usually, except for the Gemara beginning of a comma, the Gemara doesn't use the word tolda regardless of the Torah. Beginning of a comma, they do. A vlad is the opposite of an av. Right? An av hatoma is an original source of toma. A vlad is when we use the terms rishon, sheni, shlishi, right? Whatever touches the av hatoma is a rishon. Whatever touches that is a sheni, etc. Those are all examples of toldos. A stam vlad is a rishon. So basar that touched the rishon, what is it? It's a sheni. Here's the problem. The basar that would touch the vlad atoma is a sheni. You burn it with basar that touched an av hatoma. The basar that touched an av hatoma is a rishon, so you're burning a sheni with a rishon. When you burn a sheni with a rishon, the sheni touches the rishon and becomes a sheni, but it's already a sheni. So you're not even adding anything. My sheni v'sheni would start as a sheni and touch a sheni. My also tolds muscle. So what toma are you adding, Ika? Amar Yehuda Hakam of Vlad Vlad Askina Davidly Shlishi Bizar Shlishi Motzla So So Shemi. Okay, that's the easy part. That when we say that Vlad Atoma must mean a Vlad Vlad Atoma, mean a Shemi. There was one meat of kachin that touched a shein, eats a shlishi, another meat of kachin that touched an av. So it is a rishon. When you burn a shlishi with a rishon, you turn the shlishi into a sheini, and that's the chiddush of Rav Pinchas Kana Kohanim, that you're allowed to turn a shlishi into a sheini. Now the Gemara asks, well, you know, from the Hamayocha, how are you turning the shlishi into a sheini by burning it together?
Rebbe, you keep
of meat together. That
Rebbe, you keep breaking up.
Ochel touching an ochel, and an ochel is not matami. You know. Let me change my network. Okay, I'm going to try a different network. Right, when a food gets wet, but nothing leaves a lava, any sherets or anything else falls on it, meaning it touches source. Tumma, tummy, who? The drasha is who is an extra word. It could have said tummy, who is always a meal, this and not something else. So what's the meal here? Who tummy? No, so it's a tummy. It is tummy, but it can't make something else like itself tummy. It means this food is tummy, but it can't make the next food tummy. So that shows that ain't ochel matame ochel, even though this ochel is a rishon, right? The ochel touched the dead asheret, a dead sherets. So it's a rishon, and a rishon should be able to make a sheni, but it can't make an ochel into a sheni because tamei hu, it can't make another ochel tamei. So here we get into a three-way machlokes amorayim. Hanichal abayi dama lo shana el b'chulam v'al b'trum v'kachim osi gyozi bom. Bular av adamar av mishmei de rava nami de amar lo shana b'chulam v'trum v'al b'kachim osi gyozi bom. Shaka. El ravina mishmei de rava dama ikra mali gibir akasim lo shana chulam lo shana trum v'lo shana kachim. Right, so this works according to Abayik. The Abayik says that only by chulan ochel not matami ochel by kachin truman is, and everything is kind of talking about kachin. This also works according to Rav Adbar Ava, the name of Rava, who says by truma and chulan no, but by kachin yes, we're talking about kachin. But according to Ravina, the name of Rava, who says mikra mali, it's an absolute, a categorical statement was made by the pasuk. Ochel is not matami ochel. Bein bechulin, bein betrum, bein bekachim. Then meat is not matami meat. And then Rav Chinin kind of calling doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara attempts to answer. Ochel is not matami ochel, but mashkin is matami ochel. Right. So the piece of meat that was nibba ba'avatom also had mashkin. So the meat and the mashkin on it are a rishon. That mashkin is matami. The other piece of meat to be a sheini, and then the mission makes sense. No. That would make sense, but it doesn't fit the words. Ihachi hai, quote, ima basar, shenima ba'av hatoma, end quote, question mark. Ima basar umashkin mi ba'av, you know, proposed quote, ima basar umashkin, end proposed quote, mi ba'av, exclamation point. Right? If so, then why do you say with the basar? Should have said with the basar and the mashkin. So obviously there's no mashkin. Ella, the answer is, nehide no from the tame, from the rice, and the drabana, mi imitame. However, this is our. I don't know who he is. The Rambam actually paskins like Ravina Mishmei to Rav, the Midaraisa, no Ochel Matami Ochel, no matter what kind of thing it is. However, that's only Midaraisa. Rabbana Ochel is Matami Ochel, Bein Bechul and Bein Bechuma Bein Bekachim. And therefore, Rav Chanin's kind of Konin still has a Chiddush, even though you're making a Shlishi into a Sheni Midrabbanan. That's enough of a Chiddush that justifies him giving Seidus that you're allowed to turn a Shlishi into a Sheni Midrabbanan. Didn't say you could turn a Shlishi into a Sheni Midaraisa. They didn't say you could turn a shlishi into a sheni. Me, de Rabbana. That's the Chiddush word Ravina. According to Rav Adbar Avad Abaye, he's turning a shlishi into a sheni midoraisa. So then it's even more of a Chiddush. Okay. Now, Tosus brings up a few points here. Let's just try to examine the 3 points that Tosus brings up here. Number one, what's the? There's a three-way machlokes amorayim here, right? Ravina makes the most sense. Mikra mali dibra kasav. Taket is a mikra mali dibra kasav. I mean, mikra mali meaning al pitrash. The Torah it says categorically that ochel doesn't make ochel. So why should we mechalik between? Why should we mechalik between kachem and chulin? So what's the svara of Abaye and? Rav Atvar Av Rishay de Rav. One, he both we have this kutchim is different. Why would kutchim be different? So here we have Machlokes Rashi Tosos. Rashi says, why would kutchim be different? Because he learns from the pasuk in Chagai. What does the pasuk say in Chagai? Okay, the pasuk in Chagai is analyzed later on Daf, I guess the end of the Zayin, if I'm on base to Yud Zayin of Aleph. It's interesting to note that the pasuk in Chagai is also found in Sefer Chagai, which is part of the Tanakh. They ask a shayla the Kohanim. Okay, we're not going to deal with it's unclear. Yesh lo dan harbi what the pshuto shal mikra is in Sefer Chagai, but that's not our topic. That's not our topic right now. In Sefer Chagai, he asked the Kohanim Torah. He asked them a shayla. Right? Hein yisa ish b'sar kodesh b'chnaf b'gdo v'naga b'chnafo el ha-lechem v'el ha-nozid v'el ha-yayin v'el ha-shemen v'el kol ma'achal ha-yikdosh. Okay, again, I'm not going to discuss what Pshuto Shel Mikra is in Chagai now. That's not our topic now. But the, Alpi Halachic Drash, we understand that he's not talking about b'sar kodesh ha-yikdosh, meaning you start with kudshim, and the question is whether you sanctify everything else to make a kudshim. Rather, we're starting with kodesh, as used in kadesha, or better yet, in penyik dash, something which is forbidden, something which is tameh. And the question is it metame everything? So is it metame this chain, right? He asked them, right, you have b'sar kodesh b'chnaf b'gdo, and you touch el alechem, yel anozit, yel yayim, yel hashemen, Yel kol ma'achal ha'yikdash vayon v'akohanin vayom rulo. Okay, whether or not the Kohanim got it right, they got it wrong, that we'll deal with, theoretically, when we get to Daf Yud Zayin. But Rav says they're asking about Ravi'i Bakodesh. So what exactly does this mean? So here we have Machlokes between Rashi and Tosos. Says Rashi about how the Gemara is interpreting the case of Chagai. Rashi says we have an Av HaTuma, the Sarkodesh, Rechnaf Bigdo is an Av HaTuma. Right, at first they assume we're not talking about mace, we're talking about an Av HaTuma. So says Rashi here, that the Naga Bichnafo, right? The Naga If Nafo, says Rashi, this is talking about an Av HaToma, right? Meaning the Bisar Kodesh, which means Basar Sheretz or Bebela or whatever it may be. And then what do you go to? Lechem. Lechem. Nazid. What else do we have here? Sorry. Yayin. Shemen Kol Ma'achal. Right? How is this a Shiloh Raviyah Bakodesh? Says Rashi is the Amatoma, the Lechem is the Rishon, the Nazit is the Sheni, the Yain is the Shlishi, the Shemen, or everything else is the Ravi. Right? I mean, El Kol Ma'achal is not another step. El Kol Ma'achal means, or you could substitute anything for these, meaning I'm not asking you specifically like lechem and nazid and yayin and shemet. I'm asking you about foods in general. This is just an example, right? It's not clear to me if you rest shemet or any machal, or maybe Rashi means like all these things could be, or any machal. The point is, el kol machal is an option. There are four steps plus a broadening option. Okay, Tosas asks, why el kol machal an option and the rest of them are not options? It's clear. The rest of them are not options. They're specific things. Kol Machal sounds like an option. And you should know that when I gave you these examples, I meant anything. That's Raviyah Bakodesh. According to Rashi, what comes out of the Pesukim in Chagai is that Lechem is Metame Nazit. Lechem is Ochel and Nazit is Ochel. And therefore, an Ochel is Metame Ochel, the Kunshin. Ah, Tame, who an Ochel is not Metame Ochel. It's the steer between Vayikra and Chagai. No problem. In Chulin, it's not. And in Kunshin, it is. That's the makor for differentiating between klulin and kachim according to Rashi. What would Ravina Mishmei de Rava say about this? So Rashi tells us right here. He would say that Chaga was talking about after they made the Xavier de Rabbi. Right? So that's according to Rashi. According to Rashi, very simple. What is the makor l'shitos Abaye de Rav Ada Arava? The makor is Chagai. Right? And Ravina would say Chagai is only after the Xavier de Rabbi. Right? Ravina Sarach Lomar the Chagai Mayri Achar Hagzera. Right, Chagai already could be after Din Darbanan. He is a long time after the Chumash. Tosos interprets this pasuk differently. Tosos says that no, you have to. This pasuk is pears. Lechem and nazid is an example of foods. Yayin and shemen is an example of drinks. As a Mashkin is not really drinks. You don't drink olive oil. But mashkin. Liquids, yeah. Let's call it liquids. It's not exactly liquids either, but good enough. And kol nachal is foods. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, how is this Ravina Kodesh? Tosfos says, well, it's a kanaf. The kanaf is not the Masar Kodesh. The kanaf is the beged. The kanaf is the Rishon. Why? Because the Basar Kodesh is the Basar Kodesh. The Basar Kodesh equals the Av. And the Beged is the Rishon. For Rashi, you touch the dead mouse to the lechem. For Tosos, you touch the dead mouse was in your pocket, in your clothing, and your clothing touched the lechem. Therefore, the lechem or nazid is a sheni, the yayin or shemen is a shlishi, and the kol nachal is a revi. And notice you don't have any ochel matame ochel. The sheretz was matame a beged, the beged was matame an ochel, the ochel was matame a mashkin, and the mashkin was matame an ochel. Okay, that is what Tosa sort of summarizes for us. Daf Yudal and Aleph, Dibur Hamaskel, Aval. None of this, I haven't interpreted this. This is all before Shatosa's later on. So Tosa says, according to Rebbe Tam, says later on, Oel Hanozit, which means this different way of reading the Pasuk in Chagai. Either way, he's referring to a Ravi. That's what Rav says in the Gemara, that he's referring to a Ravi. But how did he get there? So obviously, there's no Bakar from here. So instead, Tosa suggests, what's the makor? The makor is Omeri, the nafling mihav basar sheyigam chol tamei lo yachel. That's clearly talking about kachim, right? Basar chulin. That's not all tamei you can eat. It's just tamei. Habasar sheyigam chol tamei bechol tamei lo yachel. Bechol tamei means kachim that touch any tamei you can eat. Basar is clearly ochel. Ochel that touch anything you can't eat. If ochel that can't touch anything you can't eat, then even ochel that touch ochel you can't eat. Which means that it is metame, because it says, right, bechol tame, right, asher yigal bechol tame means even ochel is metame, ochel having nothing to do with chagai, that's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos here. Okay, the sefer Mishros Kahuna, which I admit is not a sefer that I grew up with. But it's one of the first, one of the relatively first achronim they put on the Bar Ilan. It's sort of Avram Yitzhaki, one of the Gedolim of Tunisia in the early 1800s. So he says perhaps there is an afkamina between Rashi and Tosos. I'm not sure. He says perhaps there's an afkamina between Rashi and Tosos because. What if, when we say the exception, that ochel matame ochel bekachim, and the machlokas between Rav Adbar and Abai is you extend that to truma as well, which side you put truma on, if you model kachim and model kulim, be smarter where you put truma, is that only if kachim food touches kachim food, or even if kulim food touches kachim food? Right? Is the exception only if both sides are kachim? The giver and the recipient of the Torah, or even the recipient. So he wants to say in Afkamina,
Nafkamina, says the Mishpros Kahuna. He says, Nafkamina, what about Ochel Kodesh Shenaga Ochel Chulin Tamei? Right? If Kodesh touched Chulin, that's Tamei. Again, not Midrabanan Lamaskana, but Midaraisa, according to these shitas. If you learn from Bechol Tamei, Kachin that touched Kol Tamei is Tamei. Doesn't matter if it touched food, if it touched liquid, if it touched a kli, if it touched a person, if it touched what have you. And it doesn't matter if it touched Kulin or Truma or Kachin. Right? It should be Netma because it touched Kol Tamei. However, if you learn from Chagai, then why are you learning from Chagai only to the Mikdash here? It's not Mochrach. This, I think, is Mochrach. The other side, I don't know if I would have said on my own, says the Mishmos Kuna. We're learning from the Pasuk of Chagai, the Pasuk of Chagai, and Chagai was talking about the Mikdash. How do they know Chagai was talking about the Reviv HaKodesh? Maybe he was talking about Reviv HaKulin? No, obviously he's talking about the Mikdash. First of all, the whole Sefer Chagai about the base of Mikdash. I don't really want Sefer, you can see for yourself. And clearly, Shalom Basa, Quantum Torah more. The whole context of this is the Mikdash right before that Gadol Yetzel Abayi Hazeh Chorom and Arishon and right after that Hashem. It's only the Mikdash of Estam. It's only if both sides were Mikdash being Kachin. If both sides were Kachin, so says the Mishmaros Kahuna. Says the Mishmaros Kahuna again. It's not Mochrach, but he says. Only if both sides were kachin, then it falls into the zirsa kasam of chagai. But if only the recipient is kachin, not the giver of tuma, then that doesn't fit into the zirsa kasam of chagai. He wants to say perhaps that's an afternoon. There could be another afternoon. I didn't put in the makor sheet. I was trying to debate whether or not to put in the makor sheet because it's a marashal, but I really don't see how it could be correct. On the other hand, it's a marashal. But I'll just mention it. The Mishmaros Kahuna on the same daf there. Argues on the Maharshal, the same daf, all in your Testament Aleph, about a fascinating question. According to Abayi and Rav Bar Ava, if Ochel Matami Ochel Bekachim, right? So now this Tamei piece of meat touches even a Tahor piece of meat, not like in our Mishnah, right? Tamei test piece of meat touches a Tahor piece of meat, the Tahor piece of meat becomes Nitma. Can that also be Matami again? Could that be Matame another Mashkin or Ochel or not? Says the Marashal, and Daf Yotesman based. He is of the opinion that piece that becomes Nitma cannot be Matame again. Marashal and Daf Yotesman based in the Chachma Shlomo, right? It's like under the Marashal, right? The Chachma Shlomo and the Marabami Lublin. Chachma Shlomo is the Marashal. He says, an ochel that was matami with another ochel. Lo shemin matami mashken is not matami mashken. And then he says, and also rachbok sheitami ochel. Meaning he doesn't think it's matami ochel or mashken again. He thinks sort of the buck stops there, as it were. Now the Mishmaros Kahuna brings many disproofs to this marshal. It's a little hard to defend this marshal. Who knows? He also points out that would not make any sense according to Rashi. According to Rashi, the whole makor for Ochel Matami Ochel, the Ochel Matami Ochel, and then it's Matami Yayim, which is then Matami Shemen. So obviously you can't say like the finish of the marshal. So the other naf community points out is, this nafkamina, for some reason, he likes nafkaminas of Rashi Tosos. I'm not sure why. Ochel Kodesh Shenitma Machmas Ochel Mitame Ochlin Mashkin. I mean, which are the only things that sort of have happened in Tame. Clearly, a Shani is not Mitame Otam Vid. Caleb is a Mitame Ochlin Mashkin. Says the Marshal, surprisingly, no. Says Mishpros Kahuna, he says, no, that's the strangest things I've ever seen. Dvarav Timuhim. And why you say, why Dvarav Timuhim? Because what about the Pasuk on Chagai?
All right, what about the Pasuk on Chagai? Okay, then he has more reasons why he doesn't like it even without the Pasuk on Chagai. Like, clearly, according to Rashi, it's the word Pashut. And it's Matami. That's the Pasuk on Chagai. According to the, according to Tosfos, Babosh, where, what's it learned from? Babosar Sheyiga Bechol Tome Lo Yeochel Be'ish Yisarei. Any Besar Kutchen that touched anything Tome can't be eaten, must be burnt. It never says it becomes Tameh and joins the chain of Tumah, etc. It just says that it can't be eaten and must be burnt. What's the halachic phrase that we'll discuss next time for something that, you know, is not really capable of passing on Tumah, but still can't be eaten? Pasuk, right? Basically, the lush of that pasuk sounds a little like it's talking about becoming pasul, not becoming tummy. Now, lav dafka, meaning, maybe that pasuk is sitting one mil so that it's nitma, but maybe, no, efshar, I'm not saying that you have to say, but efshar, this is the shita of the Mishmaros Kahuna himself, but too busy, doesn't speak, so speak it out as afamina, it's a good efshar lomar, the eino matame, like the shita of the Maharshal, maybe you could say that if so, then you might be able to, I'll leave it to the Maharshal, you might be able to say a totally different shot in what's going on here. Again, I'll leave it to the Maharshal. I'm not sure that Tosos says like Maharshal. You could read Tosos as just Habasar Shei Gabachol Tamei Lo Yachol Be'ishis Arayf, meaning Ochel is Nitma from Ochel. It doesn't mean only lo yachal be'ishis areif. It means it can become a shein, it becomes a shti, it becomes whatever level it is. It's just like else that Ochel transmits to Ochel.
It's not that what we're saying. The first thing that he says, so Nafida is a case where the Kanji who lives already Tamei and it's transmitting to Kanji.
Yes.
I'm not as confused by your reading.
Okay, sorry. Let's see what it says. V'yishlachkor. Here I'm reading b'kachim ochem tamei ochli boi shneim kachim hametamei v'hamitamei onem v'dakol taloi b'ha. Now, I don't know what this practice is doing here. B'hamitamei, right? You're right. Maybe.
Right.
If you read the brackets. But according to Rashi, I read b'yiz kachim. V'yaz gozo, master, I call it tzotam shalom, gina filo. Okay, I hear what you are saying. I just read it as obviously what it could make sense to be talking about. But it's a little funny, and I don't know who added that bracket. Right, when I want to say hamitamechulin, right? I admit, there's something strange here. That's why there's a brackets here. You know, the brackets wanted to change the first mitame to mitame, which is a little strange. I would have changed the second mitame to mitame. So I'm going to take the liberty of changing the second mitame. It has to make sense. You know, well, why would you say something that doesn't make sense? So, okay, I apologize. I didn't realize that the lush was so messed up. But I'm going to move that brackets later. Maybe if someone has the right to put brackets, I have the right to put brackets also. It could be, according to the Maharshal, you know, again, I'm not promising Tosfos like the Maharshal, but if the Maharshal is right, then I think you have a big finish about this din of Ochel Matamei Ochel Matachin, which is that it's not really that Ochel Matamei Ochel Matachin. It's just by Kachin, there's this special din of Psol. By Kachin, the special din of anything that came into anything that came into contact with Tuma is Nifsal, and Psal is not necessarily the same as the regular transmission of Tuma. Meaning, maybe from our Shal, you could say that this isn't a din of Ochel Matami Ochel. It's a din of Ochel Posel Ochel. Now, again, the Marshal doesn't use these words, but it's a din of Ochel Posel Ochel, and maybe for the Marshal, the point is that you don't really have, I know the Mishnah doesn't use the phrase, but you don't really have a din of Posel by Chulin. because having chulin would be possible. I mean, you could eat it whether it's tummy or tar, right? So maybe for the Maharshal, you could say a Yiddish, according to the Maharshal, right? According to the Maharshal, Yesh Lomar, the Afilu, the Kudshim, Ein Ochel, the Tame Ochel, Ella Rak, Poslo. Now, that is a big chiddush. It doesn't fit into our Gemara terribly well, I must admit. So I'm not sure. Maybe I shouldn't say it. Because the Gemara later on makes it sound like, yeah, it doesn't. That's what it sounds like. You know what? Problem is, that's what it sounds like the Gemara later on, which is really why the Marshal is very dachuk. Okay. Yes, I'm going to say I'm tempted to say that. Right, it's a unique lower level of tuma. Okay, we'll leave the tzarki about this far. The Marshal is the Maisa, though. We have seen in the Achronim that there might be differences between Rashi and Tosos, even if we, you know, did not explain the Alpi Lombus.
What can we say about Machlokes by Rabbi
Bar Abba? That is a great question. Meaning all the Rishonim agree that there's no sukkim when it comes to truma. But that Rabbi Bar Abba and Abai started out in the same place, whether from Chagai or from Parshas Tav. They have a difference between kachim and pulin. They just argue misvara where to put truma. As Tosu says, you know, what's the svara of what's the svara of Abaye? The svara is, well, once you know that it's not mikramale, then you know it makes sense to say the pasuk's only talking about pulin. It's dummy means makes sense, not simple. The truth is, I don't have a great answer. For what the svara is.
The answer is worse, no matter how you contribute by Haggai or by this muscle. That's just a great
correct. I guess the question would be, you could also say the Pasuk in Chagai sounds more like Truma, you know? Maybe that's what Nozit is Nozit have to mean Truma? Can Nozit mean Kodesh? The problem is
Nozit
can
be here in the name of Rosh Yosef said.
The Rosh Yosef of the Prima Gadim, where he says that if you take the Pasuk in Chagai, then it must be Truma because the Nozit sounds like Truma.
Yeah.
Okay. That could be another interesting. In which case, what's the Svara of Ravad Bar Ava? We don't know. Right? We don't know. But it's not so clear, because there is a phrase, it can mean Kodesh in Shas also. So I'm not sure. Okay, the answer is, in any case, you know, Rashi and Tosos are not clearly arguing about that. Misvar, whether see true is more like Kodesh or Kula, I'm not sure. Yes? Right. Exactly. Right. That's clearly what's going on. Beyond that, I'm not sure. Okay. Let's go to a second point here. Tosos brings up, our Gemara is one of the few places in Shas that they famously prove that Mikamadak Digribatos Maslaika the Mashki Metame Bepachos Mervias, the Stam Maskadibasar, less than Mervias. Okay, here is a proof that mashkin are metame other things, even if they have less than revius. Most things that we can think of are only metame something else if they have a shear. Most things. Only metame if they have a shear. Right? For example, ochel is clearly only metame something else if it is a kibetza. You know, sheretz is only metame, you know, if it's, sheretz is only metame if it's a kadosha. Nevelo is only metame if it is a kezayis. Mace only metame is a kezayis. Vehule. But mashkin here seems to be metame something else, even as a kolshu. Because if you're talking about a mashkin, the hadi basar, if there's liquid gravy on the meat, how much gravy can be on the meat? It must be a kolshu. Okay, that is the diuk of the
Kufah, and most Rishonim from our Sugya that Mashkin is with how many other things but Kolshu. However, he has a stira from a few Gemaras. Yes, support from a few Gemaras and a stira from a few Gemaras. So here, being a stira from two Gemaras in Avodah Zarah and in Nida, even though there's really nothing in Nida Daf Yotes in the second paragraph. That run and can't figure out what he means, and assume it must be a Tav Sofer, and it really means the Dachman Hey, which is what all the parallels of some say. But the Maisa, we see in a few places that Mashkin is only Metame Berevias, such as, for example, in Avodah Zarah, Daflam and Aleph, it talks about all the different levels of wine, and it compares wine, which was actually libated to an Avodah Zarah, the Kormos of Avodah Zarah Mamish, which has much more Chomer Toma, as opposed to Stam Yedam, which is only Metame Tumas Mashkin Berevias, only as Tumah of regular Mashkin Berevias. Or the Gemara Nidadaf Nun Hey, when it talked about there are nine liquids that come out of a Zav, and you know, three of them are more Kal, and three of them are in the middle, and three of them are more Chomer. And so there's some liquids that don't count as anything. There's some liquids that are Mamish called like Mayanos Hazav. That are an afatoma, and then there are three liquids in the middle. So it says someplace here. Tisha mashkin azavim, etc. Dimas eino v'dam magafto v'cholav aisha, tears and blood from a wound and milk. Woman's milk, but Tama Tomas Mashkin Bervius, they're just Tomas Mashkin Bervius. So, what do we see then? These two Gemaras, there's Tomas Mashkin as a Revius, but over here, it seems to be a Kolshu. So, there are a few different answers in the Rishonim. There are two answers in Tosos over here. Rabbeinu Tam is not an answer to this question. But the base of Machlokes is what's the real rule? The real rule of Revius or the real rule A Mashu? So says the Riva and the Re that the real rule is a Mashu. Mashkin are really Mitame Bimashu, and that those Gemaras in Nida and Avodah Zarah are exceptions. So what is the rule? What is the Gemara in Psachim? What is the Gemara in Nida and Avodah Zarah? Says the Riva, the rule is Mashu. And the Gemara of Sachem is Nicha. And what's going on in the Gemara Nida and Avodah Zarah? What does the Riva say? What's that talking about? Yeah, what does that mean? Exactly. It's not about touching something. Mashkin normally are Metame through Mana, right? If they're Mashkin to Meim and they touch, for example, meat in our Sugya, then they're Metame. That is, that's Mamashim. However, there's another Xerud Rabbanan, which is what's called Tomas Gviya, Gviya meaning a goth, right? That if you drink Mashkin Tmeim or eat Ochlin Tmeim, then it makes your body tummy. Okay, that's not found anywhere in Doraisa. I mean, the closest thing is, I guess, if you swallow the Velas, of Tahar makes you tummy. But we don't generally have eating tummy. So this is what's called, this is different. This is Tomas Gevia, meaning if you drink it, only if you drink a Revius, does it make your body tummy. But Bimaga, it is Metame Bimashu. That's the sheet of the Riva. No. Mashkim are not Metame people through touching. They're only Metame. Lamaisa, let's assume Othin, Mashkim, and Kalim, right? So Zerud Rabbanan, some of the Metame people through. So that's the point, meaning to be Metame foods and Kalim and such, that's the Magma Mashu. To be Metame people is only with drinking. And with drinking, right? If a person touches Tame food and drink, then it's not Metame his guf. Metame a person is only through drinking. And that means Irvius. Why? To Mutami through drinking doesn't need Irvius. What's the difference? Like, why is there a different shear of Mutami through drinking, which is Mutami a guf versus Mutami a non guf through
through MAGA. So you could view it as more formally. Well, the point is, it's only metame through a Meiser Shtia. And it's not called a Meiser Shtia plus the Revius, right? It's not a din in the Chefta. Maybe it's a din in the, probably. The Chefta is metame b'maga b'mashu. But the Meiser Shtia, right, is only a Meiser Shtia plus the Revius, because it's not called Shtia plus the Revius. It's not called Achila plus the Xayas. How can you be more than Xayas? So Minastam is... Minastam is, Rivat doesn't say this, but probably because there's no Maisa Shtia that pachos me revias. Why do we care about a Maisa Shtia? Either just formally, you know, it's Shtia, it's not the Chefza, it's the drinking that makes your guf tame, not the Chefza in your stomach that makes it tame, it's the Maisa Shtia that makes you tame. Or, as they say, since the reason for the Xera is because they were afraid that you might drink tummy drinks and then put food in your mouth at the same time. So some of the Afghanim say you're not likely to put food in your mouth while you're drinking unless you drink Revius. Okay, to me it's a little more mistaken than just formally. Here it's the Chefta that's Matami, here it's the Maisa Shtia that's Matami. There's no Maisa Shtia unless the Revius. That is the Riva. The Re says a little differently.
So this is all on the Doraisa level as far as the Riva is concerned?
He doesn't say. We don't know. He doesn't tell us. I mean, Tumas Kedis is clearly rabbanan, but we say B'mashu, we don't know. The Re also says B'mashu, and he takes Argamar Kapshuta. How did he explain the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and in Nida? What does the Re say? That's talking about Tumah de Rabbanan, exactly. Meaning, that's the Machlokes. What does it mean when we say Stam Yenam is metami tumas mashkin berivius? Yayin is clearly one of the shema mashkin, right? But what do we mean when we say stam yena was metami tumas mashkin berivius? There are two ways to read that. Either if it touches a sheretz or v'chule, it's metami tumas mashkin berivius, and then that would be a tumah d'oraisa. That's not what the Re says. The Re says no. What it means is that if you look in the context of Ozara, I read you in the context of Ozara, but in case you think I'm lying, I will read you again. This is two totally different ways of reading the Gemara of Rezara. You have to read the Gemara of Rezara context, says the Re. There are three kinds of wine. Yayin Nesach, meaning mamish Yayin Nesach, that is poured, libated to an idol. Asur Bahana, metami toma chamur b'xayis, is Asur Bahana, and it's metami like an ava toma, if there's a xayis in it. Because that's called toma sabudah zara. Stam yeinam of a guy. Okay, that's the end of the Tum part. The third part of is only Tum Yaksu. I guess, of course, not. You know, Mafki Yenuitzel Goy, that's the third kind. You know, you just leave it at a guy's house. Interesting, doesn't say anything about Tumah. So, what does it mean, Matami Tumas Mashkin Bervius? Says Rashi and Lachora, other most. Many Rishonim there, says Rashi and other Mepharshim. It means it's like a regular wine. It just, if something tame touches it, it's metame gervius. Okay, then that proves that regular shears are revius, which I'm sorry, Vase is talking to Maskviya. And why didn't say anything about the guy who's mafke, yeno, itzel, the guy? That's also metame to Maskmashke gervius. So it's all wine in the world. Okay, because I already said it once, you don't have to say it twice. The Re reads this Gemara totally differently. The Re says no. It's a continuation of the context. There's a Tumah called Tumas Avodah Zarah. Yanyan Nesech Mamesh Tame Tumah Chamura B'Zayis. Stam Yenam, there's a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, since Stam Yenam is a little Avodah Zarah, Dick. It's Asma Namishu Avodah Zarah, right? Stam Yenam is a Chashash Avodah Zarah, Chashash Rochok Avodah Zarah. Since Stam Yenam is a Chashash Avodah Zarah, there goes out Tumas Avodah Zarah. That a Revius of it has Tumas Mashkin. Not if a sheretz touches it. Even if nothing tummy touches it. Chazal goes there that it has tumah on the level of tumas mashkin, which would be a rishon normally, because of the avodah zarah shibo. That is because of the avodah zarah shibo. So what's the Re saying? That's a tumah drabbanan. I mean tumah drabbanan. Don't get me started with exactly what kinds of tumah drabbanan you should know by the time you finish the first paragraph of Pesachim. The you're very confused as to exactly which things are d'oraisa, which things are rabbanan. Mashke this d'oraisa, this rabbanan. He doesn't mean to get into the details of exactly what translating to what is d'oraisa, what is d'oraisa. He means like the source of tuma. Like the source of tuma, according to Rashi and other Rishonim, is regular sheretz, meis, what have you. According to the Ri, no, the source of tuma is the stam yenam shavo, is the fact that it's a shasha l'zorim. Stam yenam causes a low level tuma's mashke rabbias. That's a source of tuma that's d'oraisa. If the source of tuma is made up to be d'oraisa in the first place, then it's more common, it's only rabbias. So that's what he says. This is a tuma, which is, again, don't get me started on the technical details of it got transmitted from X to Y with Rabbanan. I mean, the Makor with Rabbanan, right? This is a tuma, which is totally mid Rabbanan, and therefore is more kal. A tuma which is totally Rabbanan is more kal, and therefore it only applies if you have a Revius. And again, that's the machlokas. Stam yenam doesn't mean if it touched the sheretz. It means in and of itself as a new gzera of tuma of chashash avodazara, which is a pure hamtzah invention. We on 1 second, and you would say the same thing about the again the dam yoruk. Let's say is the way he's nartosos. Let's not exactly clear which gemara dam yoruk he's referring to. But let's say he's talking about dam yoruk, or let's say in the other version of tosos, it's talking about the dam maka, the cholam isha, etc. These also, okay, you have to figure out exactly, you have to figure out exactly what he means. There might be two different ways of touching him, but let's say at least one way of reading the read is the same thing. Meaning these are mashkin hayotzim and azav, but they're not the kind of mashkin that the Torah is metame, right? Which mashkin is it befurish in the chumash is tame from azav? Rok, right? Kiyarok azav batahar, etc., right? So it's unfortunate the Chumash said the Rok of the Zav is Tahar, and we darshan logically that the Ziva of the Zav is Tamei, I mean. The Ziva of the Zav is also an Abatoma, and the Reglaim of the Zav is also Abatoma. Certain liquids from a Zav are Abatoma, and certain liquids from a Zav are Mida Araisa, totally Tahar. And again, there are different versions here, but might say the same thing, meaning, what are we talking about? The Dam Hayorok, Nartosos, or the Damaka, or the Dimas Eno, or the Chol of Isha, or etc. All these things shouldn't really have any Toma Midoraisa. Dam Yorok is not something that the Torah was metame. Likewise, Dam Maka and Dimas Eno and Chol of Isha Zava. The Gemara, the Chumash was not, the Torah was not Matame. However, they were Gozer, or Toma Drap, none of these things. Why? Because they're, I guess, Dam Yoruk is similar to Dam that is red. And the milk of Azava is similar to the Miraglaim of Azava, in some sense. So that's also, basically, he says, all of these Sugyas are not talking about if they touch a Sheretz, they are Matame, they're Revius. No, then they're talking mashu. They're talking about even if they don't touch a sheretz, chazal or gozer tuma on them, even though they have no tuma whatsoever. And that tuma chazal or gozer on them is only gravius. That's a sheet of the read.
So, what is he saying by yain nesek? It's an ancient
category
between sheretz
and stam yenam. Yain nesek, because it's own avatoma. They were the gozer l'chorim midrabanan. Not everyone necessarily agrees.
Meaning they were gozer.
That yain nesek, not stam yenam. Yain nesek is an avatoma. Let's say through Rabbanan, maybe it's Midoraisa, you could say. Because that's different. Tumas Avodah Zarah is different. Why? Because Tumas Avodah Zarah is compared to, it's not exactly clear, sometimes compared to a sheretz, sometimes compared to a mace, sometimes compared to a nida. Let's say Tumas Avodah Zarah is compared to a mace. So therefore, it's Mixed Ice.
But that's not the rule that the Reese talking about this. That's true.
No. Not mashu's if it touched the sheretz. Meaning, if yain nesek touched the sheretz, it would be metame mashu. Here we're talking about if it didn't touch the sheretz. Okay, there are some other answers as well. Rashi seems to not agree with either of these approaches. Because Rashi in Daf Yizayin with Beis says, Rashi in Daf Yizayin with Beis says, let me just find this.
Don't we hold the shear of Tomah Mashkin as Revius? Hanging in the Tamei Achir. No, no. For Mashkin, Tamei something else is a Revius. And here's to my regular Mashkin in the ground that were Makabal Tomah from something. But they receive Tomah B'Kol Shu. They just only give Tomah in a Revius. Rashi says Mashkin are not mit Tamei. They don't transmit Tomah except in Revius. Rashi says this in a few places throughout Shas. Like was in Amar Mazari, he says this maybe a little further, maybe not. And that's so, yeah. Likewise, I put here the in Daf Lam Gimel Beis Pesachim twice. In Pesachim, he says this very, very clearly. Right, Ochel Mashkin Mekabel Tomah B'Kol Shu Ein Matamei Achirim Ela Ochel Beitza Mashkin Berevius. That's talking about across the board. Rashi clearly thinks differently. Rashi thinks the rule is that it's Matamei only Berevius. And the Gemara in Nita makes perfect sense. The Gemara in Mazar makes perfect sense. Yeah, it's Matami, Tomas, Mashkin, Revius. Only if it's Revius, it's Matami things. If it's not Revius, it's not Matami anything. Our Gemara is. Right? Our Gemara is a little difficult for Rashi. So how would you answer our Gemara according to Rashi? What might you say? Anyone? You could say our Gemara is talking about Revius. Even though Rashi says there's Mashkin Tofech on the Basar, there's a little wet Mashkin on the Basar. Maybe there's a big piece of basar. Maybe it was pretty wet. Maybe it was a little spongy. Who knows? Maybe there was a revius. Okay, it's clearly a little dachuk. Like, you imagine picking up a piece of meat. What are the odds that it has a revius gravy on it? Okay, but who knows? Could be. And that's what the Maram Chalav, and you're saying their first answer, right? What can you say? For Rashi, meaning before you have to say for Rashi, one of the other things. So the Maram Chalav and the Meiri in his first Deya, say, Yervias, and these sugyas are Nicha, and they make an Okimta, that there's a Yervias. Okay, maybe that's what Rashi holds here. He doesn't make it sound like that here. He just says there is some water stuck on the, not water, some liquid stuck on the meat, but it could be there's a Yervias. That's one, that's one possibility.
In the modern world, when there, when many places in supermarkets where there's meat that's frozen, there's a lot of water in the network. Is that what this has in mind also?
I mean,
frozen water?
I mean, clearly they didn't have frozen meat in those days. No, they didn't have frozen meat in those days. I assume they meant it was freshly butchered meat. It was freshly butchered meat with blood on it or with water on it from washing it, or it was cooked meat with water from cooking it, right? Either way, it's a little tricky to even if you hold a small share of Revius. Okay, but it could be a Revius, right? There's another suggestion. Meaning Rashi's going to have to say, or like, one of the other suggestions is out there, right? I mean, I think there are three ways to defend Rashi. Okay, what's another suggestion to defend Rashi?
He says that
I got the Exactly. He says only Berfias, then the Sugyas and Avodah Zarah and Nida are Nicha. And he says, it's if you have Mashkin alone that needs Revius. That's what's going on in Avodah Zarah. Stam Yena Mashkin alone. That's what's going on in Nida. Dam Yoro, Kholof Ha'isha, Dimas Eino, Dam Magafto, those are all just a pile of Mashkin. That's what's going on in Rashi and Daf Yud Zayin, just talking about a puddle of Mashkin on the ground, whether it's Revius or less than Revius. That's what's going on in Rashi and Daf Lam and Gimel. That's all talking about style of puddle of Mashkin. Here is unique that it's talking about Mashkin on Basar. And maybe the point is that somehow the Mashkin, what's the shear? It's not a shear of Mashkin. Shear of somehow Hashivas and the Mashkin were on the Basar, they can somehow integrate and say, since they're on a Chashav, Bechor has to be a Chashav amount of Basar, I assume. Since they're on a Chashav amount of Basar, the Mashkin are not coincidentally there. The Mashkin are connected to this Basar. Certainly when it comes to Mashkin and Ochel, we know that Mashkin have an intrinsic connection to Ochel because Mashkin are. When Mashkin touch Ochel, it changes the Ochel and makes it Moshe Kabbal Tomah. So here he says that it is Chashuv Agav HaBasar. That's the big finish of the Meiri.
that when the mashkin is on something chashuv, it's chashuv even less than a revius. When it's by itself, it's only chashuv if it is a revius. Okay, very nice chiddush to the Meiri. The advantage of this chiddush is it also answers the other kasha that Rishonim ask, which is from Brachas Daf Nun Beis. It sounds like if there's some water spilled on the outside of a cup and I touch it with tummy hands, I'm a tummy the not water wine. I'm a tummy the wine. The wine's a tummy the cup. It's hard to imagine a revius spilled on the outside of a cup. And you can make the kid that a revius spilled on the outside of the cup, but that would be sort of very duh. How do you have a revius going down the outside of the cup? It doesn't seem to have any place to hold it. But says Meiri, no, just like mashkin on basar a chashav, mashkin on a kli, you're also chashav agav the kli. Okay, works better for the basar. But that is the Meiri's answer. The Tosos and Chulin and the Rash Mishans in Machshirin have a third answer for Rashi. Although this third answer maybe is a little bit more of a, you know, I don't know if that's really an answer for Rashi so much. They bring it as an answer for Rashi. What do they say?
Difference between Kachim and Chulin.
Difference in Kachim and Chulin. Right, I mean, the basic rule is it depends. And then they just make it Okemta. Here we're talking about Lechulin Mitame Rak Yervias. But Lekachim, clearly our sling is Kachim, Mitame Bim Mashu. It's a chumra of Kachim over Chulin. In Kachim, there's no shear for Thomas Mashkin. In Chulin, there is a shear for Thomas Mashkin. Our sugya, clearly good Okemta to say, it's talking about Kachim. Clearly good Okemta to say, it's talking about Kachim. The Gemara Nida of Ozara, clearly reasonable enough Okemta to say, it's talking about Chulin, because no mention of Kachim there. And some of the other sugyas, it gets a little trickier.
We're talking about
it seems to be, we're talking about if you really want it to work out, that it actually does, it really sounds like it actually doesn't matter. This is something much more common. That even if the mitame and mitame are chulin, le'inyan kachim, it's tamei b'mashu. It really sounds like if a mashu of tamei mashkin touched a chulin tablecloth, that tablecloth would be tahar for chulin and tamei for kachim. That's how far we would go. That's what it sounds like. Okay. I admit that not all these answers are really answers sufficiently all the sugyas, all the rishas. You know, they're all really sufficient for this dira right here. Even Rashi Daf Yud Zayin, then you have the same Rashi Daf Yud Zayin says it's only matami other things be revius. He means in chulin, even though it's in the middle of a kachim dik sugya, not terrible. But at least for our purposes, this will suffice. The Sefer HaYashar, basically, this would be a big finish. Some of these answers, they work a little better for our sugya than for this sugya, which Tosfos doesn't answer from, but all the parallel Rishonim and Tosfos do. Brachas Daf Nun Beis, right? The Mashkin Me'achorei HaKos are Metame the Kos. That sounds like Mashkin Mashu is Metame a Kos. And these answers are a little tricky because it's a little harder to say there's a revius there. How is the revius, you know, spilled on the outside of the coast? It's a little, to me, he says it. It's a little hard to say it's kashim agav the coast. It's one thing to say the mashkin is kashim agav the buster because it really goes together with it. Say the mashkin is kashim outside agav the coast. I mean, the mashkin on the outside of the coast doesn't really belong together with the coast. Maybe you could say coast gives you the mashkin. Say it's talking about kashim is also a little tricky. Tosfos said Rashi Mishans, I think, says, admits explicitly, says, it doesn't work so great. Doesn't work so great for there. Sounds like it's just talking about spam people, everyday life, drinking wine in the time of the Tanai. Hard to imagine where Kutchum's going on there. So there would be no time to say for Yashar. It's not so clear what he means. But he sounds like a tremendous finish. I mean, time to say for Yashar says here that he asks, Mashke is matami bepachos revius. Says, no, but for Kalim, we don't need a revius because, and he quotes the Garn Brachos, it's matami Kalim and less than a revius, which is, it sounds a little like we're being a time, like, oh, the Gemara Brachos that he explains matami Kalim and less than a revius. That's only needs a revius to matami other things. And now it's not exactly clear what he means by that. You know, maybe he means the same thing he says in our sugya, in our Tosu, which is just midrabbanan with time less than Irvius. In which case, he's not answering any questions, not answering any of our questions. But it sounds like it's Betame Kalim unless they're obvious, but it's Betame, what else are Mashka and Tami? Kalim is Betame less than obvious, but Oakland and Mashka is only Betame and obvious, which would be, sound very, it would answer up the Gemara Brachos, but it would sound very strange because, like, it shouldn't be easier to Betame Kalim than Betame Oakland and Mashka. Usually it's easier to Betame Oakland and Mashka than Kalim. But Haraya, Midaraisa only an avatar with Betame Kalim. A Rishon or a Shane or Shlishi in Tami Ochel Mashke. What could Rabbi Natan mean by this, if he does? Meaning, if you say it's a little tricky how, you know, if you take one of these approaches, right, then say Brachos Daf Nun Beis is still a little, it's still a little tricky. Still somewhat difficult. Still difficult somewhat. Which is that the Mashkin Shabachori Hakos Metamin et Hakos. Maybe you could say, maybe you could sort of squeeze it in. No, there's a Revius Mashkin Meachori Hakos. Or you could say, no, like the Meir does say, the mashkin of the outside of the coast is choshev, I got the coast, because you don't mashkin along with the coast, even the mashkin on the outside of the coast are part of the framework of the coast, that a kli is very choshev, so it's choshev. Or you could say it's talking about people who are eating kachim, which is a little even more dachuk, as the Rav Bishatz admits. Or maybe you could say, like the Sefer Yashar, if this is what he means, that's so clear what he means. Okay, I'll tell you what I think he means, and you'll tell me from there, which Achron will say that explicitly. That why are Mashkin Metame Ochlinu Mashkin? Simple pshat is, let's assume for now, that's a Din D'Oraisa, right? Mikol in Parsha Shemini, Mikol Ochel She'yachel She'yavol of Mayim Yitma, right? Shud Hashem Ekrim, Mikol Ochel She'yachel She'yavol of Mayim Yitma. Right? And any mashke is also meaning a mashke is tame, an ochel is tame, you know, and perhaps yitma, it's not exactly what it means. Rabbi Akiva says it doesn't mean it only becomes tame, it makes something else tame. Okay, mashke is metame, ochel and mashke based on the pasuk. Okay, I'm saying in general. There's actually that's the sugya and daf you design through your tests. About whether that's exactly what that means, the Raisa, etc. Why are Mashkin Metame a Kli? That's a Gzeira Drabana, right? That's one of the Yulches Dor, right? The day that Beis Hillel outvoted Beis Hillel. You know, it was a funny day in Jewish history, a philosophically funny day in Jewish history. I mean, it's also a funny day historically in Jewish history. We're not exactly sure how Beis Shammai outvoted Beis Hillel. You know, the Bavli's version has it being more peaceful, the Rishami's version has it being a little more violent. Those are 18 gzeros that day, then when Beis Shammai outvoted Beis Hillel. And there's some accords that say it was, you know, as difficult as the day of the Egel or something, because, you know, we have all these chumras that we didn't really want. And there are other gars that say that, you know, these halachas can never be revoked because, you know, they were enacted so legitimately. Okay, without getting into philosophy, one of the 18 Xeris was that Mashkin are Midrabanan Metame Yakli. Why should Mashkin be Metame Yakli? Mashkin, simple shot, the Mashkin can't be an Avatoma. Mashkin can only be a Rishon, a Sheni, a Shlishi. And a Rishon, a Sheni, a Shlishi can't be Metame Yakli. Only an Av can be Metame Yakli. Meaning it's very clear that Mashkin cannot be Metame Yakli in Daraisa. Why were they gozer Mashkin? Because Mashkin are not an av. Mashkin can't be an av, right? Even the Mashkin touched a mace, they can't be an av. The general rule is that anything that you can't be retired in a mikvah can't become an av, right? Mashkin can't become an av. Cheres can't become an av. Ochlin can't be coming out. So there it goes in Mashkin Armitame, Armitame, Kalem, Gzera Atu Mashkin Shelzot. Right? Atu, the, what they call the Mayanos, the fountains, right? The Megraguayim and the Ziva, etc., of the Zav, right? And the Damnida, etc., which are Matame Mashu, and are an Avatoma. They are part of the Zav, they're an Av. And they're Matame Mashu. So, sorry, they're Matame. So, Gzera Atu the Mashkin Shelzot. So, maybe what Matame is saying is that paradoxically, Mashkin, which is Metame, Ochlin Mashkin, only does so Bervias. That's a Dindar Raisa, and that's Bervias. That's the natural power of Mashkin. The natural power of Mashkin is Metame, Ochlin Mashkin. That's Bervias. However, Mashkin and Metame, Kalem is not their natural power. They don't naturally have the power. It's just a Gzera Atu, the Roke of the Zav. Since the Roke of the Zav, the Torah says, Ki Roke Zav Atahora. Doesn't mean he spits a Bervias like you. I've never seen anyone spit a Bervias. It means even Mamashu. So therefore, they're in the Tame, even Mamashu. So it could be that paradoxically, Mashkin are only Matame, also the Mashkin, which they're naturally Midoraisa Matame, Bervias, which they're natural Shear. But Mashkin are Matame, a Kli, which they're not naturally Matame, it's only Zera up to the Roka Mazab, Mamashu, because the Roka Mazab is Mamashu. Maybe that's what's going on in the Sefer Yashar, who says that in the back there. Someone says this. Someone says this explanation. I said I saw it in a footnote someplace. I don't mean smart. I think it's in there. Anyway, maybe you could say either. Right. So, what are your two choices? Either give the same answer to Brachos as you gave to Psachen, or which is what the Midiri does, etc. Or maybe you could say, based on the Sefer HaYashar, that Mashkin Metamin Kli B'mashivu Afalpi Shemetamin Ochlin V'chule Rak Berevius. That would seem ironic. Almost paradoxical. How could it be Metami a Kli, which the spark of Zerah Darabon, a smaller shear than is Metami, but it's naturally Metami from the Torah? Unless that's the point. It's naturally Metami from the Torah, based on its natural, its nature. Its nature is that it's only Kosher Bervius. Metami a Kli is Zerah up to the spit and Merav Lion of the Zav, and therefore, it's Metami, the same shear as the Mashu Zav, which is bit Mashu paradoxically. The Zerah far of Zerah Darabon is more Chomer than the natural Doraisa. Because the natural derisa goes by its nature, and the Xer Drabani goes by what we're goes about to. Okay, that would be a far out suggestion based on this line in the Sefer Yashar, but maybe it's true. Okay, maybe it's not in the back there. Chaim, you want to take the board? Please.
Can we not suggest Rashi with the name Tom? That maybe he was talking about the derisa
right, I mean, Tom does say that the Mashu is only Midrabanan, Midaraisa, it is Mirvius, right? Tom is quoted in our Tosfos, but I don't see how that would help Rashi, because Rashi on Daf Yud Zayin is seems to be saying Halacha L'maisa, Rashi on Daf Lam Gimel is talking Halacha L'maisa, Rashi on Avodah Zarah is talking Halacha L'maisa, all these places, Rashi says, he's talking about the Halacha L'maisa bottom line Halacha, and he says it's only Tom Mirvius. He doesn't say Midaraisa is only Tami Bervias. He says it is only Tami Bervias. And he's not talking about Darshan Psukim. He's talking about Paskin Halacha. So I think that's too impossible to say. Okay, now I want to just deal with the end of this Tosos, which, okay, let's see if we can squeeze it in. I think is a very, very fascinating issue. Says Rabbeinu Tam. Again, I started this Rabbeinu Tam Sefer Yashar. I said Pshat. He says, Ad B'Tami Kalem B'Mashu. Simple Pshat, Ad B'Tami Kalem B'Mashu, but other things Bervias. Theoretically, maybe if you want to say it, or at some point in his life, maybe Tom just thought, what he's put here is saying. And Midaraisa is Matam Bervias, but Midrabanan Bemashu. Okay, says Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore that brings up a question. What is the question? It's not really such a, it's not really only because of Rabbeinu Tam. You got the word, right? Yeah. Okay, let's ask the following question. Simple shot, even before we get to Rabbeinu Tam, is that at this point, the Gemara thinks Ochel is not Metame Ochel, right? At this point, the Gemara thinks that Ochel is not Metame Ochel. Okay, simple question. If at this point the Gemara thinks Ochel is not Metame Ochel, then how do you ever have meat that's a shlishi l'tuma? What sheni did it touch? Don't say it touched a person who is sheni, because a person can't be a sheni. This is listening as a person who's a sheni. Don't say, or except for some weird zayrus d'rabbanan, in which case you wouldn't burn, because if you wouldn't burn the country, because maybe. Don't say it touched a kli, because a kli can't be a sheni. Don't say it touched an ochel, because ochel is not matami ochel. And don't say it touched a mashke, because midrabanan, a mashke can't be a sheni. Because what zera did they make? That, kala posel satruma matami mashken lios tchila. Anything that's either a rishon or a sheni, if it touched mashken, midrabanan makes that mashken into a rishon. Take zera to a sheret touching mashken. There goes a very, very much by mashkin. Okay, the Gemara says, alluding to kapotuma. So, what's the hefitensi in the havamino? What's the hefitensi of this shlishi? Right? What's the case? Of Basar Shlishi. Remember, we had a Basar, right? What did it touch? It touched Adam, who's a Shani. Nope, no such thing. At least not in any normal case, which we would burn it because of. It touched a Kli that's a Shani. There's no such thing. It touched Mashkin that's a Shani. No such thing. Because Gazru. Shana said Tchila is Rishon. Right? It touched an Ohel Shani. I think I'm running out of options at this point. Don't tell me the option that we're not supposed to know yet. Right? Can't be because Behavamina Ein Ohel Metame Ohel. So how can you even have a case of Rav Chanina's kind of quoted in the Mishnah? Is Tosus's question. How can you even have the case? So, what does that have to do with me, Tom? What you could answer is, we knew all along that ochel mitami ochel midrabanan. We knew all along also nachel mitami ochel midrabanan. We just wanted to know, you know, how it could be d'oraisa. You know, that's a duffy thing to say in the Gemara. It sounds like you don't know that till afterwards, right? It sounds like you don't know that till the end of ochel mitami ochel midrabanan. But you could have said, we know all along an ochel tami ochel midrabanan, but being tam prevents us from saying that, because if we knew all along that ochel tami ochel midrabanan, then what are we looking for the whole time? We're looking for tuma d'oraisa. But according to tam, the mashkin b'mashu is only midrabanan, so we haven't found the tuma d'oraisa. So you could say the dochak, right? Answer number one, this is the half amina of Tosos to answer, right? The dochak is, you know, Havni and Tosos, you could say, Enachanami, Yadu, the Ochel. Well, is Ochel Sheni. And then you have to be Nidchak, you have to say Bedochak, you have to say Yadu, the Ochel, Metame, Ochel, Midrabanan, the Hikshu, Ech nasa mishlishi l'sheni midoraisa. But their question was, how come a sheni don't you say? Because if the first answer they give is through mashkin, and according to Rina Tam, mashkin is a mashu, and this sugya, because he doesn't think there can be so much mashkin, it's only drabanan, then they haven't found the answer to their question, right? So that's what this is. Nidche al pishitas remaining tam the mashkin mashahu mitame rak midrabanan the mkain ain zeteruts The question asks Hagamara, if the question of the Gemara is, how do you find the Doraisa? In the end, they admit you don't find the Doraisa. But at first, they want to say, how do you find the Doraisa? Then, according to Tamba, it doesn't help because Mashkin is not the time you do Doraisa. Okay, that's not the most interesting part. Yeah? And no, that's not going to help. Why? Because midrabana the mashkin are rishon, so the ochel becomes a shady. And according to the end of the Gemara, when you burn it with the other ochel, it becomes a shady midrabana. Because ochel tami ochel midrabana. So you're not losing to al tamas. It goes from a shady midrabana to a shady midrabana. Then maskanas hagemara doesn't work. Because it goes from Shani Midrabanan. I apologize. Why is Rav Chanina's Ganakonim have this reputation being very hard? This whole next, like, seventh lot of Gemara? Because it is, because it's a lot of holding cup and kashmonas. So we're going to do our best. Because you see how you can. Then what's Maskanan Gemara? Ochum Bami Ochum Drabanan. So what's the whole Safa? Before you burnt it with the other meat, it was a sheni midrabanan. It was a shlisha d'oraisa and sheni midrabanan. Now that you burn it with the other meat, it's a shlisha d'oraisa and a sheni midrabanan. So it's not, there's no hosafa.
Okay, why isn't it a sheni midrabanan?
Because in maskana bagamara ochel tami ochel only midrabanan. There's no maskana in maskana. Maskana ochel tami ochel midrabanan. Right? Remember the maskana, the last line I read? Nihid ain't ochel tami ochel d'oraisa and midrabanan yivatami. The maskana, it's only becomes a sheni midrabanan. So it couldn't have started out as a shame and drop on it. So Tosos, we have to get to the good part. Tosos gives two answers. What's Tosos' two answers? Tosos. First answer. What's Tosos' first answer? He comes up with a new idea. What was the shamey that made it a shlishi? Exactly. Eitzim ulavona shamey. Right? It touched Eitzim ulavona. What are Eitzim? I mean, Eitzim Lavona are Eitzim and Lavona. Okay. Are Eitzim Lavona supposed to be able to give a Kabbal Toma? At all? They're not a Kli. They're not an Ochel. They're not a Mashka. However, why are they a Kabbal Toma? Because the rule of Chibas HaKodesh. There's a rule of Chibas HaKodesh. The what's Chiba? The significance, I know technically it's love, whatever. Significance of kachim. We're talking about wood that goes on this, that's meant to go on the mizbeach, and lavona that's meant to go on the mizbeach. The significance of kachim makes them a kabbal toma, even though they shouldn't be a kabbal toma. Ah, so eight and lavona, if they become a sheni, they touch the rishon, they become a sheni, they can make them eat a shlishi because they don't suffer from any of these problems. They can't become a sheni, that's very clear. The Habasar, we learned from the extra work of Habasar, which is dealing with Shadis and Shlishis, that Eitzim Levona can become Tami. It's not Mashkin, so it wouldn't become a Rishon and Drabanan. It's not Ochel, so it would have the possibility of Tami other Ochel. Eitzim Levona Shani solves the problem. Second answer of Tosfos. And I think these are all the answers I found in the Rishon. Is that it was talking about Mashkin Shani. Didn't we have the problem that Mashkin Shani becomes a Rishon? And therefore, the meat is a shame to be drabanan. And therefore, you're not most of anything because the maskanas hagamar lead to ravina who we paskin like. You're only making a shame to drabanan at the end. So if it's a shame to drabanan at the beginning, shame to drabanan at the end, how can it be most of Tolan's muscle? So what is Tosa's answer? He makes a historical point that here there's two different versions. He refers to the next Tosa. He says there's two different versions of this, but some of the Bali Tosa say Rav Chanina's Ganakonim lived before the Yud Ches Davar, before the Xerah of the 18 things. Even if he didn't live before the Yud Ches Davar, says Tosfos, he said, "Me mayhem shall Kohanim in all the days of the Kohanim, and in all the days of the Kohanim, refers to even before the Yud Ches Davar." Okay, our Tosfos doesn't say he lived beforehand; just says he lived soon enough afterwards. And when he says from all the days of the Kohanim, he means even beforehand. Later on, I'll say Rabbi Akiva says all the days of the Kohanim; he means after the Yud Ches Davar. So he lived a long time after he was Kohanim. But he lived either before the Yud Ches, the Xeris Yud Ches Davar, or soon afterwards, when he says that all the days of the Kohanim, he means even my Zaydi, who was before the Yud Ches Davar. So, that's what he says. Ve, Tanina, Skan Hakoanim, Mairi, good word, right? I'm not, you know, either he lived before or he was talking about before. Kodem, Zeras, Yudhes Davar. And therefore, the Maskin Shani was a Shani, made the meat a Shlishi, and you're turning the Shlishi to a Shani. Okay, what I want to point out is that Slav's objection to Tosos, when I read this Tosos, my blood started to boil. And at first, my blood started to boil, and I was very upset with myself because, you know, how could I disagree with Tosos? You know, obviously there's something wrong with me. And then I found that the Noda Behuda agrees with me, that the Noda Behuda says that that he's really not. He says Masha Pasha Eitzel. We're saying about Tosos. To him it's Tzarchion. And then he found there's at least something similar to this, and they quoted a line, not exactly the same. Tosos and Chagiga. What is the Tzlach's problem? Why did Tosos make Eitzel Lavona? Because Ochel is not Matami Ochel, but Eitzel and Lavona are Matami Ochel. Okay, what's the Tzlach's problem with this? Eitzel Lavona are a reboy from the Habasar, right? There are actually two things that were marred through Chibas HaKodesh. What are the two things that shouldn't be Mekabel Toma because the Chibas HaKodesh are Mekabel Toma? One is Eitzel Lavona. The other is food that was not Moksha, right? That never touched the liquid, right? Food that was not Moksha can't be Mekabel Toma, but if it's a carbon, then it can be Mekabel Toma because of Chibas HaKodesh. What's the point? Point is, until it touches a liquid, it's not a full shame. Ochel says Ramban and Chumash. But this makes it a shame, Ochel. Basically, what's the point of Chibas HaKodesh? The point of Chibas HaKodesh, it makes it a shame, Ochel. Tosos says in a few places, are Eitzel, Lavona, and Ochel? Let me ask you a question. Are Eitzel, Lavona, and Ochel? This wood is not an Ochel. And if I have Lavona at home for Abdullah, that's not an Ochel. Are the Eitzel, Lavona, and the Mikdash an Ochel? I mean, not on the simple level, obviously, but
Ochel Shel Mizbeach.
Yeah, Echilas Mizbeach, and hey, Ochel Ye Ochel by Pigol, the Gemara Darshan, the Echad Echilas Adam, the Echad Echilas Mizbeach. Right, Asher Tochav Ha'Eish Esolal Hamizbeach. Right, they are Ochel. They're the Ochel Mizbeach. Maybe that's the point of Chibas HaKodesh. Chibas HaKodesh makes things an Ochel, so whether it's Machel Adam or Machel Mizbeach, it's automatically defined as an Ochel because Chibas HaKodesh doesn't just mean we love Kachin. We do love Kachin. Right? That's what we learn every summer. But Chibas HaKodesh maybe doesn't just mean we love Kachin. It means it's Kachin are considered an Ochel because they are eaten by the Mizbeach. Even the parts that are eaten by people are eaten by people. Normally, something's not called an Ochel unless it passes certain requirements. There is a list of requirements to get your Chalo Shem Ochel. But over here, hey, Ochel, yeah, Ochel. Anything eaten by a person, or anything eaten by the Mizbeach, anything that's Bechlal and hey, Ochel, yeah, Ochel, Lefit Rosh's Chazal, is considered an Ochel, the Kabbal Toma, because of that. The Habasar, Chibas HaKodesh, makes Eitzel Lavona into an Ochel. Once it makes Eitzel Lavona into an Ochel, then Ein Ochel Matami Ochel, it doesn't help. Right? This is the objection of the Noda Behuda and the Tzlach. Right. What's the objection? What's the objection of the Tzlach? The objection, Tzlach takes on Tosos. Okay, I was nervous taking on Tosos. So I would have said, you know, Lule to Mistafina, et cetera, he doesn't even say Lule and Mistafina. He says, Masha Pachalar, so we're saying about Tosos, Lididi, Banias, Daiki, Dabrit Sarkia. Right? He says that Tzlach? No, that's the whole Chak. He says, Tzlach objects. Eitzel Lavona is also Ochel. And this brings up a Chakira Rabosai in the din of Chibas HaKodesh of Eitzel Lavona. What seems to be my book, Rashi Tosos, Sita Rashi Tosos and Tzlach here? You could say it different ways. Could be, what's the din of Eitzel Lavona and Chibas HaKodesh? Isn't that it becomes Ochel because they've told Zachilas Medeach? Or no? I understand it. If the Habasal Rabbi was Eitzel Lavona, it sounds like an Ochel like. It's an Ochel-like context. Mehabasa, the rabbis Eitzel Lavona. And Bednarsh gave a good svara. Not Bednarsh, it's in Tosa a few places. Shas, why it's Ochel, it's Achilas Mizbeach. But maybe that's not it. It's just a reboy that Eitzel Lavona Mekabel Toma. Well, as what? not as a kli, not as an ochel, not as a mashkin, as an eitzim levana. It's its own new category of tumah chibus hakodesh. Is it become an ochel or does it become its own new category? And what I want to just point out very, very briefly is that there could be many, many nafkaminas to this hakira. Just give me 2 seconds here, and I will point out that yesh lachor b'sod hadavar. But chibas hakodesh of eitzim ulvona is it that it is considered an ochel because of achilas mizbeach, or no? It's just a new. It's a new category of. Mekabel Toma, and one nafkamina could be what we just said. Ha'im mitame, is it mitame ochel? Says the tzlach. No, because it is an ochel. Says Tosfos. Yes, just some of the other nafkaminas. Some we put on the sheet. Some we did not. I run through quickly. It's a fascinating question of what does it apply to? Is it klisharis bechlal? Is a klisharis bechlal chibas hakodesh? Does a klisharis mekabel toma because of chibas hakodesh? Assuming it's normally wouldn't qualify for kabbalah toma, right? A klisharis which wouldn't normally qualify for kabbalah toma is mekabel toma because of chibas hakodesh. Now to find that case, well, klisharis is always mekabel toma generally because it's a kli. But what's the case here? A klisharis that touched a rishon. Remember, a kli is not mekabel toma from a rishon. How about a klisharis? Right? Does chibas hakodesh apply to klisharis? What would be the nafkamina? That it's nitma from a rishon. Says the tzlach at first he thought, and he says it could be that maybe it works. It's like eitzel levana. So the tzlach at first says yes, yeah, it's a new category. But if you say it's tzlach chibas mizbeach, then it should only apply to something that's nechal on the mizbeach, right? Then says the benosha atzlach, right? His son, Rav Shmuel, son of the Nevi Yehuda, and he agreed with him, right? No, because it's not nechal. Right, a klisharis is a nechel, only it's a levonim or nechel. You can have the same question, although it's not so posh, about paraduma. Does chibas hakodesh apply to paraduma? The Gemara says in one place, yes, my folks are showing what it means it literally or not. Paraduma is a little funny, because this is eaten by the fire, it's just not eaten on the mizbeach. So I'm not going to put it on the board, but clearly, you know, it's funny for many reasons. Okay, let's just point out one or two other things. Mikdash David has a great question, says the Mikdash David. What about Din Yad Ochel has one din, a kli doesn't. Yad and Shomer. Right? A Yad of an Ochel, the handle of an Ochel, is Machtes and Motzi Toma, and the peel of an Ochel, which guards the Ochel, is Mitzari for Machtes. Do the din Yad v'Shomer apply to Eitzim Levona? So, if you say it's like an Ochel, then you would say that it applies to chibas hakodesh, because chibas hakodesh is like an ochel. But if you say it's a new category, then you should say that it doesn't apply, because yad and shomer only applies to ochel, not to a new category of toma. And maybe you could have another possibility, which is the famous question of, does the eitzim levona need hasher? Does it need to get wet in order to be chabal toma? Right? Does the Eitzim, do the Eitzim Levona need Hechsher in order to be Mekabel Toma? Simple chart is no. Chibas HaKodesh means it doesn't need Hechsher. There's a weird day into the Deis Yach and Tosef Hadiga that it needs Hechsher. What kind of things needs Hechsher? Only what kind of things in the world need Hechsher? Only Oakland. So, you could maybe say yes, which is the day of Tosos in Chagiga against Tosos in most places in Shas. You can maybe say yes. You don't have to say yes, because you can say, just like Chibas HaKodesh makes it an ochel without being edible, it makes it an ochel without hechsher. It is definitely needed without hechsher.
Sure.
But pashut, that the answer is no for the new category. It takes a new category of tumma. It needs hechsher. It's not an ochel. And the most fascinating discussion, which is the weirdest discussion, is the Mishnah with this will end in Zvachin Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. What is the strange Mishnah in Zvachin Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis? Has machlokas panayim whether your chayav kareis malchus. There's a big machlokas on Orion, exactly which issur are arguing about. But how about if you eat the eitzim that are tumin? If you eat eitzim that are tumin, are you chayav kareis or malchus or not for eating the eitzim that are tumin? Or the Lavona that's tummy. So that's the Yisrael Machlokas. Rav Shimon Machayim Dover Shadarkon Lecho. The Le'etzel Lavona Matoris ain't Chayim Mishim Tomei. Rav Shimon says, you're not Chayim for eating tummy Eitzim Lavona. Sounds like the Tanakhama thinks you are. So, Chiyuv Al Achilas Achilasom Betoma. Says Rav Shimon, you're Chayim for eating them. How can you be Chayim for eating them? They're not food, it's not Roi L'Achila. Whoever heard of being Chayim for eating something is not Roi L'Achila. The only answer is, because the Torah's goals are that it is an Ochel. Normally you're not high for eating wood because it's not an ochel, but the Torah goes with it, isn't it? An ochel. So, ulai, not no shimon. Yesh lomar, ketana kama, in zvachim, daft boyer, then hamad base, that you're high of. That's very strange. How can you be high of for eating something that's not a food? The answer is it is a food. That's exeris kaz chimas hakodesh. But if chimas hakodesh is just telling you it's a category that's makabel toma, then how, why would you ever think you'd be chayav for eating something that's not a food? So, pashut. The potter, here Rabbi Shimon. Why do I say maybe? Because you could say that even if it's food, it's still not derech achilasa. So you're potter. You mean, even if you're a hefta of food, you could still be potter out to the gavra doing a maisa of achilasa of darka, right? But it's not a normal way to eat. Anyway, this is a fundamental chakira in he was a kodesh eitzim lavona, which comes out of our tosos, which again, it just, you know, my blood boiled when I read this tosos, and I assume like the tzlach. And I saw the takat's fakira, and you can go both ways in this, it's a fasting fakira. Doesn't mean eitzim lavona is food? Not what we normally think is food, but of course the mizbeach is called food, because achilas mizbeach is a halosha achila all over zochen. Or is it a new category? Again, nafkaminos, both in the tamay ochel, was how about things that aren't burnt in mizbeach, which he was a kodesh applied. Would it have special dinim of food like Yad and Shomer, and like maybe Machshirin? And would you be chayav perhaps for eating it? Again, some of these have other things, other factors that get involved. Okay, we'll pick up Mirtzah Hashem with the continuation of Gemara and other Inyanei Taros. Mirtzah Hashem next time. So it's slackled, but his maskan is like his son. Meaning, he agrees with his son. What does he say? Give me 1 second. He says, 1 second. But not completely. Yismach libi b'chos nikis fori yeshur ma'od al atzmi. I say the nafuk b'chol ha'tayma ma'alfa. Correct, but it doesn't bother me because it's interesting that he goes in both directions, but his main thrust is in the same direction. Because still, he basically agrees with the son. He basically agrees with the son. That's why it doesn't bother me, because his main thrust in both directions. You're right. In one place, I would say, in one place he's open-minded, and in one place he's not open-minded, which is fascinating. Why is he open-minded to the other possibility besides his son, but not open-minded to Tosos? You know, okay. And that's just what mood he was in that day. But I think his main shita is consistent. So that's why it doesn't bother me that he was a little more open-minded in one place and not in the other place.
I mean, this could probably be related to what you're saying.
And after you say maybe, why did Tosus give a second answer? Maybe Tosus give a second answer because he knew this Chakira that's Tzlach, exactly.
It's like a weird historical answer. Like it's not,
Correct. Why? It's always a question. When Tosus gives two answers, what was wrong with the first answer? Some people say, you don't have to find something wrong with the first answer. But I totally agree. I forgot to. That why would Tosus like his second answer? Why would he feel the need for a second answer? Especially the second answer has to make a historical kifta, which he has to make anyway for other reasons, so it's not the end of the world. Maybe, because he knew, you know, it's hard to imagine Tosus didn't think of Tzlach. It's not so hard to think of. You know, it's hard to imagine he didn't have that in the back of his mind, so I agree.
So I have actually other nafkaminas here.
You have other nafkaminas? Yeah. Amazing. Like what?
Different ones. I read them with Avi this morning. In Eitzim Yitamim Eitzim.
Are Eitzim Yitami other Eitzim?
Yeah.
That's not similar to the Tzlach and Tosos?
I don't know.
Eitzim Yitami Eitzim. Are Eitzim Yitami Eitzim?
Is it the same? You want to say it's the same thing?
And it could be that if it's not the same thing, it's certainly awfully similar.
Okay, got another one. If that's if you don't like that one.
The thing you need a shear.
Yeah.
If it's an ochel, right. Then you should need a shear.
Exactly.
If it's not an ochel, after all, not everything needs a shear. Mashke might not need a shear for as many shitas. Kalim don't need a shear. Right? That's a nice one. Does it need a shear? Who talks about that?
This is from Dvar Shmuel.
The Dvar Shmuel.
I don't know what this is.
It's someone nowadays, I think.
Okay. Like from the previous...
I think the Dvar Shmuel is someone nowadays.
Nowadays living? I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if it's not someone living, it's someone who was living in, to make up when I was in Yeshiva. Anyway, that's a nice stuff. Can you hear that? Maybe if it's an ochel, you should for sure need a shear.
Yeah.
If it is not an ochel, then you don't need a shear.
That's,
yeah. It's a nice one. Right, let's take this in from the Dvar Shmuel.
Your picture again.
Why do you need a shear?
Because ochel is only mitami b'kashir in general. Ochel for sure is only mitami things if it's a debate song. Mashke is a machlokas. Only can be to ochel is mitami things. That's clear all over Shas.
Through touch,
yeah. So it says the Dvar Shmuel, maybe sorif l'shir. The shir would be a kameitza. Does he say?
Let me see.
This is the contribution of what's it called the sifta. Hat tip masifta. Post shear. Hat tip masifta post shear. Sorry, did he say what the shear would be?
No.
Okay. Sorry, let's assume it's a kibitza.
I mean, maybe in the safer itself it says.
Shout out to your kibitza. Lachora. Hey, no, it's our shear.
Yeah.
That's nice. Okay. See, there's always something to be added by the masifta.
That's why I tell you all the time. Just try to mix it. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
But I'm very much appreciating. Did you stop recording?
No, I want to get the masifta.
I don't know, because the